Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 4th of July. The US employment report yesterday was strong enough on the headline to deter expectations of a sudden rate cut by the US Federal Reserve, but troubling enough in the details to support a more negative view on US growth in the second half of this year. The fact that so many jobs seem to be created in state education immediately ahead of schools winding down for the summer holiday is a little suspicious. The declining work week hints at some issues for income. Fewer hours worked means less take-home pay for those paid by the hour. The problem of low survey response rate also continues. Of the 70,000 firms asked to give employment data back in April, only a little over 24,000 actually bothered to reply in time for the employment report. US May trade data was not that surprising. US President Trump's trade taxes increased and the effective tariff rate in May went to 8.7% globally. That is about 60% of what the effective tariff rate will eventually become. Some of that is because of things like pharmaceuticals, which have yet to be taxed. However, a relatively large amount of the goods arriving in the United States in May would not have been subject to tariff because they were already en route when the tax burden was imposed on US companies and consumers. This matters to the inflation numbers. The taxes evident in the May import data are likely to show up in the July consumer price data. Some may delay until the August consumer price data. But that inflation spike will only represent a little more than half of the eventual direct inflation hit that will come from the tariffs. It's not likely to be until September at least that the full direct hit of the April tariffs will be showing up in US consumers' shopping baskets. This pattern will also matter with the next wave of trade taxes. Trump has announced that they will start sending letters to trade counterparts, telling them how much tax US consumers will pay when importing each country's goods. Trump suggested importers would have to pay between a 10 and a 70% tax. Trump also said the money will start to come into the United States on the 1st of August. That presumably is an unintended mistake. First, the money will not come into the United States, as it's US consumers that will be paying. The money will be shifting from US companies and consumers' bank accounts into the US Treasury. It's unlikely that the additional tax revenue will start arriving on the 1st of August. Government employment cuts mean there have been delays in actually collecting tariff revenue, and presumably, as with the April trade taxes, some of the goods imported in August will be exempt from the new taxes if they are already on the boat to the United States. The threat of a 70% trade tax is more aggressive than the initial April proposals, but investors are not concerned, operating on the principle that Trump always retreats from such extreme positions. On the other side of the Atlantic, away from all this frantic tax raising, the French, Spanish and Germans are giving some manufacturing sector details, with German factory orders and French and Spanish industrial production data, all for the month of May. This is worth keeping an eye on. In the hype about the United States, it's easy to forget that the rest of the world is actually trading with one another in a more or less civilized manner. Moreover, European companies may not lose that much market share in the States if US companies exploit tariffs to raise their own manufactured goods prices. Of course, the whole panic buying in the US in advance of trade taxes has distorted the pattern of trade somewhat, and that may well be reflected in some of this data. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG. and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.